Okay, we're looking for Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Come on up. The world has decided, not the publishing industry, that what's going on in the BRIC countries is of great interest. And that's because these are the emerging economies that in the 21st century are going to become increasingly important. And we decided it was important, even though they're not necessarily major book markets in the global sense at the moment, that they're bound to be before long, and we should find out more about how they are adjusting to the digital revolution. So working across to my immediate left, representing Brazil, a Brazilian, Carlo Carreno, is a trade journalist and publishing consultant. In 2001, he founded Publish News, a daily electronic newspaper in Portuguese that covers the Brazilian publishing market with more than 11,000 subscribers, and also a weekly English edition, called Publish News Brazil. He's also worked for several Brazilian publishing companies and helped to launch Thomas Nelson Brazil in 2007. He's also participated in the development of Singular, which is a digital publisher and printer and distributor inside the Eduro Group, and eventually became its CEO. During the last few years, his attention definitively turned to the digital revolution that is taking place in publishing. Carlo spent some time in Boston at the Radcliffe Publishing Course as well. For Russia, we're sticking down to brick order here. We have Alexander Gavrilov. He was a journalist, organizer, and researcher who has devoted his work to books. Alexander heads the Non-Commercial Book Institute in Russia, which conducts research for the Russian book industry and holds lectures, festivals, and fairs. He's also a co-owner of a book retail chain called Dodo Space. And prior to running the Book Institute, Alexander served for 10 years as editor-in-chief of the Book Review, the oldest Russian weekly newspaper specializing in books. India, next, Anant Padmanabhan. Did I say that right? Ah, good. Anant is the vice president for sales at Penguin India, leading a team of 25 that does about $25 million in sales in print and digital. In addition to Penguin, his team sells the books of 14 distributed publishers from around the world. Anant began his career with a five-year stint working in the Landmark bookstore in Chennai before he joined Penguin. And all the way over on the far left is from China, Lisa Liping Zhang. She's the Director of International Development for the Cloudery Corporation, formerly known as Shanda Literature, the leading online publisher and digital content distributor in China. She previously worked for 6 years for an international publishing group as their chief representative in China, sourcing original Chinese content and packing it into English versions for the international market. Before that, Lisa worked for the Ministry of Commerce of China, focusing on developing international markets for China's state-run organizations. Now, I'm going to start with a couple of questions that I would like you each to answer relatively quickly so that we can get oriented to your markets. And the first thing, we'll take it in order across, could you briefly describe the extent of digital reading uptake in your market? And if it is a distinction that matters, are the ebooks and book-like apps being sold digital versions of popular print books, or are they different content entirely?
Okay, well, in Brazil, it's pretty much pre-starting. We don't have still any of the big players there, so we are in pre-Amazonic phase there. even though we have the Amazon, it's kind of weird. But so we're probably around 0.5%, it's a guesstimate of the market, could be trade. Most of the books are just copies of the print versions into digital. The app market is really not developed there yet.
We have quite the same situation. This year, electronic books is 0.7. But I think that maybe in 2 years it would be in very shy ideas point of view around 4 or 5% of book market because of fast growing of ebooks and declining of books at all.
In India, I think in about 3 years, we're expecting digital content to be about 15% of the business. We have 800 million mobile phone users and a lot of smartphones. So it's not just books as a content we're looking at. It's just any content to any demographic.
For China, the e-book industry differs from the rest of the world. For the rest of the world, the e-book industry more is like transit from the print book to the digital, while in China, it's more from digital to the print. And my company, Cloudery, is a leading digital publisher in China.
You please explain, as you did to me, why is it that the e-books in China are not the same books as the print books? Why are they different books?
Okay, in China, I think it started because of the government control on publishing industry. The ISBN numbers are strongly controlled by the government. And so my company, Cloudery, got the license, one of the two companies who has got the license for publishing online. And like more than 10 years ago, some young people, mostly from the IT industry, they love literatures, and they created those websites. And more of those writers come together to write on the websites. And eventually, a large community gather together, and they write, and at the same time, they read, and they make comments. So at the moment, about 123 million users have registered with our six websites. So contents are created online and read online. And for the extremely successful ones with high page views and with large crowd followings, and the rise for print books will be sold to the print book publishers. And
so in other words, print book publishers protecting the rights have created an all-digital market that is separate from them.
Okay, exactly.
I think that's worth thinking about because we had a very brief experience in the U.S. of publishers trying to hold back the e-books, and it didn't last very long. But I think it probably fostered some of the digital first publishing that took place, but it's something to think about in other markets. Would you each talk briefly about what you think are the constraining forces or the accelerating forces? What will make e-books move faster in your market, or what's slowing them down?
Well, right now, the catalog in Brazil, the commercial books in Brazilian Portuguese are around only 11,000. So we still have a restriction there in terms of conversion and stuff like that. People are still renegotiating contracts and looking for the files that they lost somewhere at the cover design's house or calling his mod or stuff. So that's one of the challenge. And the second is legal. That's not that different, but I have no clue, and no one has no clue if the agent's model is legal in Brazil. And also related to the legal side, print books are tax-free in Brazil. So now the industry there is trying to make the digital books tax-free. We assume they are tax-free, so they are not paying taxes. But then we're trying now to make the devices tax-free as well. Of course, as Brazilian, we can adapt, we're flexible. You can see, okay, let's take a risk here in our government. When the big foreign guys come there, they really want everything by the letter, and then that becomes a huge barrier because, for instance, there is no law saying e-books are tax-free. So that's are the barriers. And the driving thing would probably be the government. The government was responsible last year for 28% of publishers' revenues. That's $750 million in mostly K-12 books. But at a very, very low price because they can negotiate very well. So once they start to move that into digital, that's going to be a huge driving force. And they have already started some programs buying some digital content very, very in the beginning. They also announced they'll buy 600,000 tablets. Of course, they forgot the content about these tablets, but still it's a first step. So I think education / government will be probably the driving force.
In Russia, I think the main drivers are that field that can grow. The first is the penetration of gadgets in the whole audience. Now we think that 20-25 millions of screens, smartphones and tablets are owned by Russian public, but I think it would be growth twice in 3 years. The next driver is the collecting of rights. The problem is that for now, I think that long tail, which is well discussed in music. In Russia, the rights for this long tail is uncollected and looks uncollectible. So we try to deal with this situation, and I think it could be a driver. Now it's stopper and it could be driver.
I think one of the biggest aspects for when selling anything to India is price, which can be both a driver and a constraint. Price is crucial because you need to know the device itself is expensive or cheap, depending on which part of the demographic you speak to. We might have 300 million fluent English speakers, but not all of them actually derive entertainment out of English. If you keep the student market out, and if you're trying to approach the student market, then price is the route. And in the current generation, they all think that they don't need to pay for anything, that if you're in a cloud-based system, just one of them buys something and you can share everything. Constraints are digital supply chain, because it's pretty new, even though I've been buying Kindle books in India for 3 years, but from a supply chain perspective, it's very, very new. Local publishers are not technologically sound yet. There is not so much local digital content available, but as a nation, we adopt technology very quickly, which means next year, same time, I might be saying the completely different thing in terms of how many users there are, what content is being used. And content is not just selling the full physical ebook to he or she. It can also be micro content, and publishers will need to think about subscription and library, rental, a full ebook, an interactive ebook, and gaming, and so on. So it's technology adoption at the right price, and India is, 30 states, each of them are a country in themselves. To understand how the entire demographic function is one, as opposed to one country that speaks the same language.
For China, I think the driving force would be the spreading development of IT technology, as more and more of the population embraces the new technology, and then more ebooks will be needed and will be developed. And the constraint will be like the fear of the new technology and don't understand the new technology. That will be the constraint.
And the last question I have for all of you, how long do you think it will be before online purchasing and ebooks really start to pinch the bookstores in your country? Is it happening yet, or when will it start to happen?
Well, prophecy time now, right? Just guesstimate. I don't know. I think it would take at least 2 years for you to start feeling anything in that direction in Brazil.
I start with the with boards about declining book market, publishing, government agency press and mass communication publish new data about declining of book market in Russia for 8% for this year and maybe 7% previous. So I think that I do know that bookstores are not so well. I'm not sure that it's connected with the e-books in any way, but I think that in 2 years, I think it would be the e-book market will be around 4 or 5% of total book market, and I think in 7 or 8, it could be
could have an impact.
Yeah,
it's even before e-books, there's a physical online online seller who sells physical books called Flipkart. He's already affected the organized chain store business. We think chain stores have dropped by half because of online stores. And if Amazon opens an online store in India, right now they only do e-books, between the two of them, they might be about 50% of the business. So again, in a year from now, it might well be that we only have some independent bookstores and largely an online-driven market. E-books are scarier because they've just dropped price perception so low. At the moment, you can buy a physical book from an online store at about 40% discount. E-books are being offered at 50 to 60% discount. So there is a demise of the brick and mortar system because real estate prices in India are actually like London and New York. So that's driving bookstores to reduce size anyway.
Is the state protecting the bookstores in China, Lisa?
Yes, for the state-owned ones, but there are also independent private bookstores, and a lot of them are closing down. But my personal opinion would be the closing down of those independent bookstores are not really due to the emerging of the e-publishing companies like Cloudery. It's more has to do with, if you have to relate it to publishing, online bookstores. They sell the books online, the physical books. So people just go to the bookstore and check, okay, this is the book they want, then they order online. So that leads to the diminish of some very small bookstores. And as for online, I think like Cloudery, we are actually creating more print books, and then those print books certainly would add to the market.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask some questions which are a little more local to each market. Carlo, in the piece that you did for the program book, you figured the three of the big international ebook retailers would be up and running in Brazil by the end of the year. And since then, we've certainly heard some interesting announcements from Kobo. Who's closest to launching, and who would be your picks for the first three?
Okay, well, first, I love the irony that Kobo is the first one in the Amazon. So I was researching, and there is a city called Kobo in Ethiopia, so I'm pretty sure Amazon now has a special team dedicated to be the first one in Africa, maybe, just to be the first one at Kobo. But the other three, probably Amazon. Amazon has been there negotiating Brazil for over a year. They're having a hard time convincing publishers to participate. But they're getting there, and they're getting some contracts signed and stuff. So now, especially that Kobo is there, they're probably going to rush a little bit more. So they'll probably be the second. And then by what you hear at the market, I think Google, just because Google is being... No, they're just waiting for the checkout platform or something like that. So they could really open anytime. But of course, you never know what our friends from Barnes & Noble they are planning with Microsoft. So I might be completely wrong. You never know. That's what I was asking, right?
And are the ebooks and ebook stores Saraiva, and Gata Sabido? Are they selling books in any language other than Portuguese?
Yes, they are. They sell well. They have books for sale in other languages. I don't see many people buying that because if you're going to buy a book in English, the other platforms would be easier. And they do have a hard time. I was just talking to someone from Saraiva, which probably sells 60% of the digital market there. And when the publisher asks the agent's model in the US and goes through a distributor, they have a hard time in selling that book in Brazil because they cannot do agency. They don't have all the system to connect and stuff. So they do sell, but it's limited. And I think the real opportunity for them would be in Portuguese.
Kobo just announced a partnership with Livraria Cultura to spearhead their entry into the Brazilian market. Did they snap up the best potential partner? Are there other comparable organizations to partner with other players like Amazon and Barnes & Noble?
Well, yes, Livraria Cultura is a very important book chain. They only have 11 stores, but they're mega stores and very important. They were the first bookstore in Brazil to open an e-commerce, and they're very successful in their e-commerce. So I think it makes lots of sense for Kobo to be there. The other natural partner would be Saraiva, which is the Brazilian Barnes & Noble, with 100 stores in Brazil. But Saraiva seems like they're more interested in going solo and trying to develop their own platform. Still, I think they would be a natural partner for any foreign company trying to be there in Brazil.
And the last one is, we've noticed that Kobo has announced that it will be in Portugal as well as in Brazil. Is this a sign of opportunity for Brazilian publishers to export more effectively to Portugal than they have in print?
Anyone from Portugal here? Okay, so I must be careful.
He wanted to know if he was insulting anybody.
Okay. Well, yes, but Brazil has 200 million people. Portugal has 10 million, and maybe another million in South Africa. And as I say, I'm sorry about that, we have developed the language to another level. So it's actually, we speak...
We keep trying to explain that to the British, you know.
Yeah, it's... No, I'm just kidding. But the spelling, the way we speak is different. And Portuguese hate reading the Brazilian Portuguese and vice versa. I think with digital, you get things closer because, you know, when you have the option to read each other's language and get the book, just download it, you know, it'd be more attractive than today that you still have to buy in a bookstore anyway, so I'm going to just wait for the Brazilian edition stuff. So I think digital actually make the Brazilian Portuguese market close together and you open an opportunity for the Portuguese publishers to sell into Brazil, and then it's great things for them.
I think in Portugal and Brazil, they're going to learn the wisdom of Winston Churchill's statement that the U.S. and Britain were two countries divided by a common language. Alexander. There are reports that piracy is a particularly big problem for publishers' ebooks in Russia. Is that true? And what can be done about it if it is true?
So the answer, yes and no. First of all, yes, the piracy exists. Firstly, because the main published treasury, public treasury of the early era of Russian part of internet, Runet, the most valuable public treasure was a huge library. A library of Maxim Mashkov. It was absolutely free, and it's still free. So a lot of good literature was put to internet for free. So for Russian e-publishers and e-sellers, it's hard to sell Pushkin, Tolstoy, and some other just because they exist for free. But the second part of that of answer is no. I don't really think that there is a real problem with piracy in Russian part of ebook market global, because we know that when publishers sell something. It's buying. And the main problem is that publishers told us, us researchers, we will not put our books into e-selling, e-market, because of the can be steal and...
Can't be pirated.
Yeah, it can't be pirated. But... If you don't sell ebooks, they of course they will be pirated because people want to share something in some way. So it's strange that for now, I think that pirating is not the main problem of developing. That the main problem is the fear of pirating.
So are you saying that the biggest the publishers in Russia, mm-hmm. of the most important current books, mm-hmm. are they generally withholding those books from ebooks, or are the ones who are afraid, mm-hmm. are they the exception, mm-hmm. are they the minority, a majority, which are they?
Mm-hmm. It's very Russian case, I think. After the last acquisition, both of two main Russian publishing houses owned by one person. The name of this book tsar is Oleg Novikov. He owns both Exmo Publishing House and IST Publishing House, and he owns as well the main Russian e-book store, Litres, the CEO sitting somewhere here. So he wants to develop ebook market. So he's a powerful
helper.
Yeah. We have no the real statistics, but I think that he own and so he control 40% of Russian book market. So we absolutely sure that 40% of Russian market is going to e-book trade.
And how quickly is the repository of e-books in Russian growing? Do you know how many there are?
There are four of them. The main, the biggest one is Litres, which is as well ebook retailer. Unfortunately, it's growing not so fast as we want. So for now, it's less than 100 Russian titles. 100,000 of Russian titles in the biggest repository, but I think that we hope that in the year it would be twice.
And one more question for you: are the Russian publishers seeing that e-books give them an export potential? Do you think that Russian speakers outside Russia are a market for Russian publishers in e-books?
In Russia, we don't have that idea of real rights. So the publishing of Russian e-books is global as it is, and the export is a part of this book market. We are trying to connect Russian book market with the global platforms, and it is a problem. We have no Amazon, no iBooks, no Kobo in Russian yet, and 11th of October it will be main theme on the discussion of on Russian stand. If anybody interested in it, please come.
Thank you. Anant, we understand that both Kindles and iPads have sold successfully in India. How rapid is the uptake of those devices, and are publishers seeing a commensurate growth in ebook sales as a result?
Okay. The iPad has sold a lot, but I don't know where the Kindle data came from.
Kindle's not.
No. They went on sale in India in August.
Okay, sorry.
Yes. The iPad, besides just the iPad, there's a huge tablet market because tablets are gradually replacing laptops. So it's not just the iPad, it's Samsung, HTC, and all of them
Everybody.
Who want to get the market. So today you can buy anything from about $150 to about $1,000. There are 14 or 15 different tablets that one can buy. The disadvantage is that everybody who's a tablet user is not a reader necessarily.
Of course.
The market is small. We have about 15 million people who, this is in the trade segment. Of course, there are 200 million students, but they're not going to be able to afford a tablet. So from the publisher's perspective, the first challenge is the uptake is not great. Personally, I think that's a good sign. If print continues for a longer time, the demographic is such that we still are not reaching every potential book buyer because of how the country is, and digital will bridge that gap. So the more digital content we have and a better supply chain, surely that's going to be an advantage.
Of course, India is the only country on this stage that has a large English-speaking population. How do you assess the prospect for meaningful sales for U.S. and British publishers in India over the next couple of years?
And this is for e-books or in general?
For e-books particularly.
For e-books particularly, well, it's going to be a reflection of what's happening in the physical market. You walk into any bookstore, 70% of the product available is international content. Indian publishing is smaller, though bestsellers are dominated by Indian authors. The long tail will be international. So if you have the right model, right go-to-market, then you will see the same percentage with upholding even in the e environment, be it physical or be it US or UK books.
In the US, we've already seen that author driven publishing and even small independent publishers have been enabled by ebook publishing because they don't need the same cost structure.
Sure.
Do you expect the same thing to happen in India? Do you expect
it's already happening. Amazon, even before getting there, is going around telling publishers that they would digitize, acquire international exclusive rights for those books and make them available as an e-market. As far as authors are concerned, especially in the case of Penguin, we've acquired ASI. So self-publishing is going to be a model that ASI will offer writers in India.
And what's the pricing of ebooks in India now?
The sellers want it to be 90% of the physical price.
Sounds familiar.
Yes. So what we are saying is that it is just a different format. Content doesn't become any less valuable because the format has changed.
And that sounds familiar.
We're going to go E is equal to P. I fought for 6 months trying to make it more expensive, but it's E is equal to P.
Okay, and moving on, Lisa, we understand that your company is the leading Chinese ebook retailer. How are the big Western companies doing in your market? How much of the market does your company own?
Well, my company, Cloudery, if you're talking about the revenue of online literature, the ebooks, we take up about 72.1%. That is the status of the first quarter of this year. If you're talking about the time that the user spent, we take up about 57.7% of the user time. That is the statistics of the first quarter of this year. And about the big players of ebooks in China, that will be like Amazon and Apple. I don't know whether they have people here, from China. Kindle, Amazon in China, certainly I think their development in China would be, they will be facing a few challenges, I think. The first one would be the government's license, whether the government would give them the license to enter the ebook market. This is something very sensitive. The Chinese government will be really, really cautious in granting license to a foreign publishing or distribution company. And the second challenge, because, you know, if it is given to a foreign company, what they distribute is more or less beyond the control, beyond the government's control.
And they don't like that.
Well, then the second challenge I think Amazon faces in China would be how they are going to get the trust from the print publishers, because the major print publishers, the larger ones, are still state-owned. And those people, they are not hungry, because they can make profit just by selling the book numbers, and they are more or less still, a lot of them are still like government officials, and they don't really work so hard in finding out the future of the company. And so sometimes if you do something new and it takes risk, and then it might bring something back to your career if you're a government official. So the second challenge for them would be how they will win the trust of the large state-owned publishers. For Apple, I think Apple is doing so well in selling their hardware, selling their iPhone, iPad in China market, and then my impression is they do not really need to care much about the content part, the app part. So,
okay. And then last, I want to ask you about export and import. Is there much opportunity for English language books in China? And do you think there's much opportunity for exporting the Chinese books to the rest of the world?
The English language market is surely there. And because it's an untapped market, in China, the import of English language or any other foreign language books into China market is strongly regulated by the government. And they can only, for ebooks, for example, can only be done by so far three or four companies. They have the license of importing ebooks into China market. And in the past, when they import, print books, and the scale certainly is greatly limited. So it is an untapped market yet. And there are the Chinese publishers who have licensed the English version. They published for the China market, but mostly those are the classic titles. For the upcoming new titles, they are not quite there, except those like Harry Potter series that are popular internationally, and Chinese know about it. A lot of the readers cannot wait until the Chinese version are out, so they will queue up to buy the English version. So the ebook would make it really a new market for the Chinese readers, new opportunity for the Chinese readers who read English, but yet the market needs some years to develop as more and more Chinese readers become comfortable in reading English novels.
I want to thank this group for traveling all the way that many of them did to come here today and give us an insight into the BRIC countries. And we'll now go on to Michael Tamblyn, will be our next speaker. Thank you very much.